Good morning. So what holiday is coming up?
Christmas.
Christmas. I think we've mentioned it a couple times in recent weeks, right? So what's today's date? It's the 20th. What's Christmas date? Oh, come on now. What's the date of Christmas? December. It's not like circled on your calendar and everything with big arrows and exclamation marks. That's my calendar. You don't look at your calendar. Okay. It's December 25th. So that's coming up. And at December 25th, we think about God's gifts to us and Jesus, but we think about maybe some gifts under the tree and stuff like that. Isn't that what we're thinking about? So here's the hard part. It's one thing to receive a gift. It's hard sometimes to get somebody a good gift, isn't it? So 1 year, I want to say it this way carefully. 1 year, I listened to my wife. Can I say it that way? We were talking about things that she liked, and instead of, guys, don't we do this? We hear our wife speaking, and then we forget what they said. I'm not alone in this, right? So anyway, I was listening to her, and she said that she would like a mortar and pestle, and I like made a mental note, remember that. So this is what it is. This is a mortar and pestle. Do you know what this is for? It's for smashing things. That's exactly right. But it's actually for smashing something very specific. It's for smashing an avocado. And what's going to come out of here?
Guacamole.
Guacamole. That's exactly right. Do you guys like guacamole? No. Okay. Of course not, because it's the children's message. I'll tell you this. My wife makes the best homemade guacamole you have ever had. And so, in a way, this gift was almost for me. Isn't that right? But I bought her this mortar and pestle, and she's been using it ever since then. And I knew, wow, I listened. I heard what she would like. And I got a good gift for the other person. So here's a fun gift. Somebody gave me this from this congregation just a few days ago. And I opened it early because I wanted to see what was in it. And is that right? Yeah, well, let's not debate that subject at all. But here's what I love it says on it. It says, it's a towel, right? And it says, best gift ever. So does that seem funny? Is this the best towel ever? No, because it doesn't have just the words. It says best gift ever, but then right next to it is a picture, which is what?
It's what baby Jesus laid on.
Exactly. One of us can't remember the word, and the other one says what baby Jesus laid on. It's called the manger. Am I right? So it's not that this is a great towel, but this is reminding me. The mortar and pestle is nice. Maybe a bike is nice. Maybe an Xbox is nice. I don't even know what's the hot gift this year. But this lets me know that the best gift ever was really the gift of Jesus the Savior, right? And so we're celebrating. December 25th is his birthday that God, and this is what we want to know, God is a giver of gifts, right? That's who he is. God likes to give us gifts, and he knows exactly what we need, right? So he gave us a Savior to be born as a baby, to sleep in this manger, but of course eventually to grow up, to teach us, to heal people, but to die on the cross for our sins. And that is the one who is the best gift ever. So we try to keep that in our Christmas celebration, right? That the gift part is fun, the presents are fun, but the Jesus part is the central thing, right? Center of it, exactly. Thanks to your regs. What Jesus was laid in, exactly. Very good. Yeah, you guys can head back now. You're on your way already.